Well, providence is a fascinating thing. We all talk about it. Well, some people talk about it in different terms. But as I was listening to Jim speak, I thought, oh, well, isn't that interesting? Because what he was talking about is this, in a sense, a transmission of what we know. Where does it come from, and then where does it go? And our sermon title this morning, Our Faith Comes From Somewhere, is another one of those opportunities for us to look at something that seems perfectly obvious. Of course our faith comes from somewhere. Everything comes from somewhere. It comes from something, we learn it something. Of course, why would we even need to talk about this? We need to talk about this because we often forget it. As I've said before, one of the nice things about the lectionary is that it takes us through various texts, and so we end up talking about things that we know quite well, and we do know them. I'm not, this isn't some kind of a trick here. We do know these things. But just because you know something doesn't mean that it's not a really good idea now and then to talk about it again. I've used the example of from my perspective, the horrifying story of the couple who got married, and at the conclusion of the ceremony, the man looked at the woman he just married and said, I love you, I'll let you know if anything changes. That's crazy. I know Heather knows I love her. I still tell her that as often as it comes up. That's how we frequently end text messages or internet message chats when we're covering things at work that don't need a phone call. We end with I love you. Well, what do we need to do that for? She knows that already. Well, I know she knows it, but it's good for her to hear it, and it's good for me to say it. And so it's good for us to look again at the fact that our faith comes from somewhere. And what pushed me into this was our Second Timothy text. I've been reminded of your sincere faith, which of course is a good thing, and coming at it from a slightly different perspective than what Jim said, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. Paul is writing to Timothy and saying, I see your faith, but it didn't come from nowhere. And even more, it didn't just pop up between you and me. It didn't come up between people of the same generation. Paul was certainly older than Timothy. I think we're all fairly certain about that, but we don't really know how much. And I expect that he was probably closer in the, if we're looking at sort of familial relationships, he's probably closer to a cousin than an uncle in the age difference. That's just a guess on my part. But I know for certain that he wasn't of the grandparent range. And so when Paul is talking to Timothy about his faith, he says, I see your faith, but let's not forget where it came from. It didn't spring out of nothing. You're not the first person to know this or to understand this. It came from somewhere. And it came from somewhere that you value. Timothy's faith obviously fanned into a very significant flame by Paul, came from his mother and his grandmother, which is hardly new. The number of people who the giants of the faith that we read about, Wesley, if you come from the Christian Missionary Alliance, Simpson, all of these people that we read about, we so often hear them talking about parents, grandparents, sometimes even great-grandparents. It's a bit shaming to men the number of times that they talk about their mother and their grandmother and how seldom they talk about their father and their grandfather, but they're still there, and I think that we still have a part to play, and I certainly think that if we look around, we will see people who talk about their fathers and grandfathers as that significant spiritual influence. But it doesn't matter which side it comes from. It comes from somewhere. Our faith came from somewhere too. And for most of us, not all, but for most of us, it came at home. Through the little things that our parents did day in, day out, that they never did, because they were trying to be a good example of faith for their children. but because they were faith-filled people who did that whether anyone was around or not, whether anyone was going to pay attention or not, whether it was going to affect anyone or not. And our faith grew from their example. My faith grows from the example left by my parents, who are no longer here. They're busy with other things. They're hanging out with God in a way that they couldn't when they were still alive. But that doesn't mean that I'm somehow left bereft, because my faith is fed by you, by the people at St. Mark's, by other people I know who have a faith journey that is different than mine, that began before me. Now, this doesn't mean that we only learn faith from those who are older than us, because Timothy learned it from Paul, and we see all through Scripture, we see the disciples who were essentially the same age as Jesus. We see in Scripture frequently that we learn from our contemporaries. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not unusual. It's not strange. Of course we learn from people who are the same age, but their faith walks are different. And their faith, their experience that isn't specifically related to faith, their lives impact ours. And our faith then comes from theirs as well. There's something that is presupposed when we say our faith comes from somewhere that I left out. Because if it comes from somewhere, it needs to go someplace. And that's the other side of what Paul is saying. Because when we look further down in this passage, look down towards the end in verse 13, what you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. He goes on to say, guard the good deposit that was entrusted to you, to take care of his own faith, of course. But as we read further in this passage, or in this book, Paul says, you've been given this faith, you now need to pass it on. Our faith came from somewhere, but it doesn't end with us. It wasn't given to our parents and our grandparents and those people around us to pour into us that it might stop, as if we are a dam, that their streams and rivers come to us and just come to an end. No, we're another part of this channel of faith. And in the same way that their faith was put into us, we need to put our faith into others. For those of us who have children, that's an obvious place for us to put it, realizing full well that we're not the only source of faith in our children's lives, but an important one. And as we look at the example that Timothy places before us just by his presence, we see someone who was reminded in this case, but I'm sure was aware on an ongoing basis, of the tradition, the heritage of faith that had come to him, and was then asked to take the faith that he had and pass it on. Our faith came from somewhere. Initially, of course, from the Holy Spirit, creating within us that desire, that hunger to know God. But it's nurtured, it's given form, it's given skin by the people around us that we can see. We can see struggle successfully with the challenges of faith. And an example they pose for us to do the same. To take the faith that lived in our grandmother or grandfather, aunts, uncles, whatever it might be, in our mothers and fathers, to be reminded that that faith lives within us, and that our part is to just do as they did. To take the sincere faith that we have seen and that we have and live it in such a way in front of others that they'll move into that faith as well. To take those opportunities to speak explicitly about it to members of our family, to friends, acquaintances, sometimes even to complete strangers. To pass the faith that we have along because it came from somewhere. And it needs to go somewhere as well. Amen.